Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Don't want federal funding, and you want the status quo for abortion, and you want to pass a health care bill, this is it.
What is it going to take to lock down your vote?
Protect the sanctity of life. Keep current law. No public funding for abortion. Let's keep that principle, and you can probably get our vote.
They are not stating a prayer or a creedal statement. They're stating that our rights come from the Creator rather than from the state. So our rights can't be taken away by the state.
Before I won, and the Supreme Court will hear a case that invalidates the Pledge of Allegiance. The Supreme Court will not hear a case that upholds the Pledge of Allegiance. Very unlikely, at least.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
Well, so many things hang in the balance right now, don't they? Especially in Washington, D.C. Some would say the fate of a nation. Others would say simply the fate of our healthcare system. It is broken, but how do we fix it? And is the proposed healthcare that is kind of, scooching its way by micrometers through the legislative process, legitimate and less than legitimate, the answer to all of this? And what about those who are most affected on a daily basis, day to day, hour by hour, by changes that could be made in healthcare reform? And I'm thinking here about the disabled who on a daily basis face the challenges that most of us face once, twice, maybe three times in our lives. They face it every day. They are deeply concerned. What are their concerns? We'll find out here in the first few minutes of Issues Etc. Greetings and welcome. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Friday afternoon, March the 19th. Thanks for tuning us in. Johnny Erickson Tata will join us first to talk about health care reform and her concerns regarding the disabled and other life issues. Then we'll hear some of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line on this Friday afternoon. And finally, your chance to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Four Issues Etc. audio soundbites to play for you. That's our part. Then you listen and you vote, 1-877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc, soundbite of the week, in about 20 minutes here on Issues Etc. Johnny Erickson Tata is a regular guest, founder and CEO of Johnny and Friends, based in Southern California. She's been a quadriplegic since a diving accident in 1967, author of 46 books, including her best-selling autobiography, Johnny. And she's host of a radio and television program called Johnny and Friends. Johnny, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Todd, it's always good to connect with you.
You have had a long time and firsthand experience with the healthcare system here in the United States. What is your biggest concern about healthcare reform?
Well, Todd, as a disabled person, I've been a quadriplegic for over 43 years. That's a long time, and many of my friends with disabilities, of course, are very interested in healthcare reform. For years, people like me have had to play tug-of-war with Medicaid, Medicare, or battle against pre-existing condition language and every insurance policy. But my concern is this new healthcare bill, is it really going to allow people like us, people with disabilities, greater access to these precious healthcare dollars? You know, many in Congress say yes, while hoping that we won't read the fine print, because, Todd, I'm concerned that there will be limits on health care extended to those with significant disabilities in the same way as health care limitations will be on the elderly. And it's my fear, Todd, that a ventilator-dependent quadriplegic needing surgery just might find himself classed under, quote, wasteful spending. And that's my concern. Because if we're going to give more access to more people, more access to healthcare dollars, you're going to have to ration it somehow. And my concern is that elderly people, newborns with significant disabilities, and of course people like quadriplegics who are ventilator dependent or brain injured, the mentally handicapped, these are the people who I fear, many of us fear, will not have access to those rationed dollars.
Is that a concern of yours now, or is there something in particular in healthcare reform that you see that, with the proposed healthcare reform, I should say, that you see that heightens your concern should it go forward?
Well, right now, these are pretty tough economic times, and everybody is tightening their belt. And even state budgets across the country are taking a closer look to find cost savings in various programs. And what I see is a trend. Critical services for elderly people and the disabled are being chopped. Even here in my own state of California, while programs that support environmental concerns, agricultural subsidies, just to name a few, are often left untouched. Now, I'm not saying that the agricultural needs and environmental needs aren't important, but their state-funded allocation shouldn't take away very desperately needed services from the elderly and people with disabilities who, for the most part, are already living either near or below the poverty level. So what concerns me is this health care, and I fear that we may have something pass this weekend unless all of us call our representatives and let our voices be heard. What my concern is that this health care bill is being passed at a time when there are such difficult economic times for us all, and it doesn't look real hopeful for the future in terms of the upswing of the economy, at least not on the immediate horizon. And that trend doesn't send good signals to the elderly or people with disabilities.
How do you read the language in proposed health care reform, or how does it strike you when it comes to decision making? That is, who makes decisions on what treatments are given or paid for, and who the gatekeepers are in health care reform?
Well, already the U.S. courts have determined that the state will be the final arbitrator of medical decisions. I mean, for the disabled, that's happening right now. Recently, courts in Georgia decided that a mentally handicapped teenager with cerebral palsy should no longer receive the hours of in-home support care from Medicaid. And right there, you've got a huge warning signal when it comes to nationalizing health care. It will be government oversight boards who will make, ultimately, these medical decisions, creating some very difficult situations for our healthcare providers and doctors. And I believe that these decisions will include decisions of life and death. And again, I think that signals red flags for those who are elderly and those who are severely disabled and newborns with disabilities.
Let's talk about some other general issues of concern to you in healthcare reform. What about the issue of abortion or the funding of abortion in health care reform?
Well, this bill that they're going to be deliberating over the next couple of days has already been branded by some the most pro-abortion single piece of legislation that's ever come to the House for a vote. And in it, there are a number of disguised provisions that are hidden underneath, I think, very crafty language. Provisions which will result in federal pro-abortion mandates and federal subsidies. These so-called limits that are in the bill are very narrow. They're riddled with loopholes. They're booby-trapped to expire. And right now, in fact, let me give you an example. The bill before the House still contains language that will allow taxpayer dollars to fund abortions. This bill provides for direct federal funding of abortions in community health centers. It contains a direct appropriation of $7 billion to federally qualified community health centers. And because this is a direct appropriation in this health care bill itself, these funds will not be covered by the Hyde Amendment. And as we all know, the Hyde Amendment is a limitation provision attached to the National Health and Human Services Bill that prevents use of funds appropriated through that bill to pay for abortions. In other words, federal funds which are not appropriated through Health and Human Services can be used for abortion, And that's exactly what this this health care bill contains. That's pretty scary for unborn children, to say the least.
Well, when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Johnny Erickson Tata about health care reform and the disabled. I'm curious, does she have concerns pertaining to the conscience clause? That's one of the kind of minor issues regarding life issues in health care reform, or at least proposed health care reform. Will physicians and pharmacists be able to retain a clause by which they can opt out of certain services, certain things they may be asked to do that they don't want to do morally? Can they be protected and not required to do such things or lose their jobs if they refuse to do such things? We'll talk about that with Johnny Erickson Tata on the other side of the break. A little bit later on this Friday afternoon, March the 19th, we'll be playing Issues Etc., soundbite of the week. You can find the soundbites at our website, issuesetc.org, under the Listen on Demand page. Click there, listen to them, and then get ready to vote in about 15 minutes here on Issues Etc. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can Twitter your votes to us at IssuesETC, or email your votes to us right here in the studio. We get them live in real time. Talk back at IssuesETC.org. More with Johnny Erickson Tata after this.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Check out the new Issues Etc. YouTube video, A Cloud of Witnesses.
What went for Mary, the angel speaks in her ear and changes who she is precisely what happens to every Christian. The Lord speaks and he changes you.
James is a great example to us of sober-minded churchmanship.
The cross looms over all of John's ministry. It's about the cross, the Lamb of God.
We see in Nicholas his love of Jesus Christ acting out in mercy for his neighbors, and we see a role model there that we can imitate.
The church, when she sets the day aside to remember St. Elizabeth, is remembering this shining light of a benevolent charity and humility.
It's not a popular position, you know, to stand for true doctrine, and yet that's what Ambrose does.
You can watch A Cloud of Witnesses, our new YouTube video, under the support page at issuesetc.org. Historic, authentic Christian radio. Issues, etc.
So what we need from them to show us if they have the authority to approve, first of all, they can change those verses from the Quran. Otherwise, Quran has to be banned on the American soil.
They'd like to airbrush the baby out of the picture. They want the American people to look away from the fact that there's a second patient involved.
Keep the genus Darwinius, but drop the species name, Massillae, and we will now call it Darwinius croetus. There are a lot of people going to be eating crow.
Oh.
I can accuse myself of any and every sin, not as some fiction, but as a reality. But I'm not afraid to do so because I also then know that I have a God who has in Christ remitted every sin.
In just a few minutes, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Your votes will pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. In the meantime, we're talking healthcare reform and the disabled with Johnny Erickson Tata. founder and CEO of Johnny and Friends, based in Southern California. She's been a quadriplegic since a diving accident in 1967. She's authored 46 books, her best-selling, her autobiography, Johnny, and she's host of a radio and a television program called Johnny and Friends. You'll find a link to Johnny and Friends at our website, issuesetc.org. Johnny, are you concerned about conscience clauses when it comes to the proposed health care reform?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Senate bill has no provision that safeguards protection for health care providers and doctors who are unwilling to provide abortions or refer women for abortions or even pay for them, especially as it concerns any abortions which might be covered by these federal subsidized health insurance plans or covered by these community centers I just mentioned a moment ago. The language in the current bill just is not as restrictive and limited to protect doctors and their conscience. There's just no conscience clause to protect them or other providers unwilling to participate in abortion services. It's just not strong enough. The language isn't restrictive enough, and that's what concerns me.
Finally, then, it seems kind of a crass question, but why should someone who isn't disabled, who doesn't have to depend on a daily basis and deal on a daily basis with the healthcare system as you do, why should they care about the future of healthcare reform?
Well, I think we all know that we need reform. It's clear that, all you need to do is be severely disabled to understand that our system, albeit the best in the world, and believe me, it is the best in the world, our system is cracked. And while it's clear we need health care reform, it's not clear, how it's going to be implemented. And one thing's for certain, our government is about to dismantle our current system. And to me, that's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. There are just too many good things about it. Our current system serves too many people to replace it with a big lumbering bureaucracy. All of us one day will suffer disability. All of us will perhaps have a child born in the family or a grandchild, perhaps with a severe handicapping condition. All of us are going to get older. We're going to be elderly sooner or later. And what is being decided in Congress right now will impact our individual lives and the lives of our family members. So I hope that people who are listening right now will sense the urgency. Most political observers agree that if the House does not pass this bill by the time Congress goes into recess for Easter on March 26th, it's very likely to die. So it's so important that House members hear from their constituents in the next day or two, today even. Each House member is ultimately accountable to their constituents. So I hope our listeners will sense the urgency here and telephone the Washington, D.C. office of their U.S. House member. And if you don't know who that is, any U.S. House office can be reached through the Capitol switchboard. It's 202-225-3121. That's a number that you can call and voice your concern to your constituent's office.
Johnny Erickson Tata is founder and CEO of Johnny and Friends, based in Southern California. She's been a quadriplegic since a diving accident in 1967, author of 46 books, including her best-selling autobiography, Johnny, and host of a radio and television program called Johnny and Friends. Folks, you'll find a link to Johnny and Friends at our website, issuesetc.org. Johnny, thank you very much for being our guest again.
God's blessings on you. And let me just give one Bible verse that I think is helpful as we consider the needs of the elderly and those with disabilities. It says, defend the cause of the weak, it says in Psalm 82. Maintain the rights of the poor. Rescue the weak and needy. And those are good guidelines from God's Word to encourage us to make that call today to Capitol Hill.